This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Thursday, February 26th. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. Time is running out to submit public comments on proposed federal oil and gas leases off the Central Coast. This comment period covers two offshore lease areas, one off the Central Coast and another in Southern California. Oil and gas companies can nominate potential drilling sites. There are six proposed lease areas throughout the state, but the two that are currently open for comment would be the first to be sold for drilling, tentatively next year. Katie Thompson with local nonprofit Save Our Shores spoke to KEZU last month.
Our communities here have made a goal of moving towards more renewable energy, and this totally takes us backwards.
Comments must be submitted on regulations.gov by 8:59 p.m. Pacific Time Thursday. State lawmakers have approved a resolution affirming a commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in public institutions and workplaces throughout California. It's in response to efforts by the Trump administration to dismantle DEI programs. Pasadena Democratic Senator Sasha Renee Perez spoke in support of the resolution.
It's unfortunate that we're even having to have these conversations about protecting diversity, equity, and inclusion programs here on this floor. DEI is not a bad word. It is not a bad phrase, but you would think that it was the way that it has been demonized and targeted by this administration.
The Trump administration says DEI practices foster prejudice, infringe on individual rights, and constitute a form of, quote, anti-white racism. The Senate recently approved the resolution. It heads next to the Assembly. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.